Good morning. I'm Vin Abenue. Whether it's a few inches or a foot or more of snow out there to shovel tomorrow, your body can pay the price if you lack proper form or if you have a previous health condition. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Ramil Bhatnagar with Hackensack Meridian Health explains that it's important to use good form and be smart about the weight of the snow on the shovel.
Whenever you're shoveling snow, by definition, you're bending to shovel it, but you have to keep that shovel close to you when the snow's on it and know your limits. You should take weight that you could easily handle.
As tempting as it may be to show off your strength, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Bhatnagar with Hackensack Meridian Health says it's not a good idea to bend down, rise up, twist, and then chuck snow over your shoulder.
Ideally, you're going to take the snow, keep it on your shovel, keep it close to you, and then drop it to the side wherever you're going to drop it without doing that whole twisting maneuver.
Dr. Bhatnagar also explains that it's important to have proper form while holding the shovel and try and balance out the usage of your arms as well.
Most people are right-handed. We use their left hand forward and the right hand on the handle. You can switch it up just so you lessen the exertion on the one shoulder or arm.
If you're not feeling right or are in pain, especially with the heart or chest in particular, it's a red flag, explains cardiologist Dr. Daniel Kiss, also with Hackensack Meridian Health.
If you're getting chest pain, shortness of breath, symptoms related to snow shoveling, stop immediately and call for help.
Dr. Kiss also explains that if you do have a heart condition, it may not be best to go out as snow shoveling can cause stress on the body.
It generates kind of a high pressure heart rate related product, which is considered a high-intensity activity.
Dr. Kiss also explains that it may not be the best decision to take part in such a high-intensity cardiovascular activity, so your best bet is to pass the buck.
If you've had a heart attack before, if you have heart conditions, uncontrolled blood pressure, things like this, you know, it's not a bad time to, you know, pay the local kids to go out there and shovel your driveway for you.
Both doctors have more snow shoveling health tips on our app, where you could also find meteorologist Dan Zarrow's full forecast for the storm. Four residents from Newark are charged for their alleged roles in dealing cocaine and heroin across Ocean County. At one point in the investigation, Manchester Police, Ocean County, and Essex County Prosecutor's Office detectives pulled over two separate vehicles and found a combined 4,500 wax folds of heroin, 50 vials of crack cocaine, as well as nearly $3,000 in cash and two handguns. A Howell man has been indicted by a grand jury in Ocean County for being drunk in a crash at the Heritage Minerals mine in Whiting that killed another Howell resident. A blood test found that Stephen McGuire had a BAC of 0.127 while riding a UTV with three others on board that ended up getting submerged in a lake at the Heritage Minerals site. One man on board passed away at the scene. A gunrunner at the Jersey Shore is now on his way to prison. Javier Rodriguez Valpay of Morganville, who is also a previously convicted felon, will spend the next 5 years in prison for illegal possession of a firearm, as well as conspiring to illegally sell firearms, including multiple handguns and a semi-automatic rifle, across Ocean and Monmouth counties. He was also part of a drug trafficking network that went as south as Florida. The state announced $15 million in spending on Thursday to address rising gun violence. Acting Attorney General Andrew Brock says the vast majority of gun violence is driven by a small number of people, and so a targeted enforcement strategy is what's needed.
And that we don't repeat the same mistakes that we made during earlier eras, when in response to a rise in violent crime, we locked up too many people for low-level, nonviolent offenses.
Statewide, there were 1,112 shootings last year in which 248 people died. There were 2,123 gun arrests, and of those arrested, 41% had passed felony convictions, 38% had passed gun arrest, and 12% had been involved in a past shooting. The Biden administration is responding to an alarming rise in traffic deaths in New Jersey as well as nationwide. Despite a drop in traffic due to the pandemic, the number of traffic deaths continues to rise. Aside from funding to create better signage and adjusting speed limits, the administration is also pushing ahead with plans to require all new vehicles include automatic braking technology to prevent pedestrian accidents. Edward Durr, the guy with no experience who shocked the political world and beat longtime state Senate President Steve Sweeney in November, says moms and dads, not Governor Murphy, should be making the decision about whether kids are wearing a mask in school.
State Senator Edward Doerr says his legislation would require schools in the Garden State to get approval from parents before forcing students to utilize a medical device.
If you're not aware, a mask is considered a medical device by the FDA, and a medical device should be a parent's domain to decide when their child has it.
He adds decisions about children should be left up to their family.
You should be the one having that say, not some bureaucrat that, you know, is deciding, I got to stop this for the people. Yeah, no.
I'm David Matthau.
The CDC data tracker still lists every New Jersey county as having a high risk of COVID transmission, but the infection rates continue to fall in the Garden State. The rate of transmission is now just 0.58, and hospitalizations have dropped below 4,000. We are also seeing numbers nearing the lows prior to the Omicron surge. I'm Vin Abenou on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great and safe and warm weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.